Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back on this game day here at KeyBank Center, Sabres and San Jose Sharks. And it's Bills night, and we have Sabres COO, Bills COO, Sabres alternate governor, Pete Guelli with us. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Great to be here.
Yeah, it is great to be here. It's a quick turnaround for Buffalo after last night and the overtime game in Montreal, but it's also very close to a year in for you in your position here. So how would you describe that?
Yeah, we're closing in on. I think it's April. You know, I don't track those dates too closely, Duffer, because you just get to work when you get here. But honestly, it's been amazing to come back home and be part of these two great franchises and kind of get to know everybody again and engage with the fans. And, you know, there's so many great things going on across both organizations, and there's so much potential in the future. It's hard to put into words, but it's incredibly exciting. Incredibly motivating, incredibly gratifying to be back.
When I was playing here in Buffalo, it was like separation between Bills and Sabres. Like, we never intertwined. We never did anything together. It was complete separation. But now we have Bills night here tonight, at KeyBank Center. And obviously with Terry and Kim, it's been, you know, the two teams have been connected. How excited is it for not only the organizations but the fans to be able to see the two teams working together?
It's somewhat unique. It's not like there aren't owners that don't own multiple teams, but in a market as provincial as Buffalo, there's a lot of synergy between the franchises. There's a lot of overlap between the fan bases. So to me, it's only natural that we would explore it. This is the first Bills night that we've done. We're celebrating a great season that we had here. We wanted to make sure we're sharing it with the fans here at KeyBank Center tonight. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be interesting to see how everybody responds to it. But so far, everything that we've done, people have been very excited about.
What are you excited most about it?
You know, it's interesting. Coach McDermott's coming over here a little bit. I don't want to disclose what he's doing, but he's coming in a couple hours, and he's really excited to come here and be a part of it. I think, to me, seeing how the people on the Bills side are reacting to be part of what we're doing over at the Sabres is the thing that's been the coolest to me. It's been a lot of everyone's great ideas, a lot of cooperation. And really, it's just the first one that we've done, so it's going to continue to evolve and grow. But how excited people are to be a part of what's going on over here has been the best part.
Do you love seeing Bills players at Sabres games? Because it feels like, for many of them, it is a truly eye-opening experience that they embrace the second they get down close to the ice.
Yeah, I think it's that goes back to the provincial nature of being in a market like Buffalo. This is what we are. You know, we're the Bills, we're the Sabres. It's an incredible place to live. It's the city of good neighbors for a reason. But these players, when they come in on the Bills side, they immediately get drawn to what's going on over here and kind of meeting with their counterparts and understanding the game. And if they're not fans of the NHL when they got here, they become fans really quickly. So seeing them show up, I think to them it's very novel in a way to be a part of something that maybe they didn't grow up with, but they've embraced it from the day they get here. So it's fun to see them come in here and be a part of what we're doing.
Last time we talked to you, we talked about your relationship with Michael Jordan when you were in the NBA and, you know, working for him. And obviously you've been through the NFL with other organizations too. But what about the NHL? What have you found out about the NHL that you say, wow, this is really cool and we're all going in the right direction? And it's exciting because of many different things that have happened.
I think the NHL is having a moment. I really think there's an opportunity here. When I walked into my first Board of Governors meeting, I was really impressed by the people that were in the room. A lot of people like us that have multiple franchises with different perspectives, really progressive thinkers, commercially minded owners. I was impressed. I saw a lot of the things when I walked into the NHL Board of Governors that I saw when I walked into my first NBA Board of Governors meeting. And you know how that league is grown. And then to see the things like the Four Nations and how successful that was, and the Stadium Series and how successful that was, I think the NHL is really poised for great things, and they're all things that we want to be a part of. You know, we want to see the NHL grow, and we want to be part of things like the Stadium Series in the future. So as the NHL is growing and looking for new ways to advance, the Sabres need to be part of those discussions.
Obviously, the new building for the Bills, does that put maybe the Sabres higher up with having maybe another kind of Winter Classic or Stadium Series, yeah, but in a building that's just across the street?
I think it does. I think, you know, that's a world-class facility in a market like Buffalo that we know is incredibly passionate about hockey. So that should move us to the top of the list. And I've already had conversations with my counterparts over at the NHL, let them know that we're interested. Anything like that, I think we'd be a good fit for. I think the market is obviously puts us in that position, but the stadium really gives us an advantage now as well.
Who would your ideal opponent be in that game?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind playing that team we played last night because, you know, that's turned into a little bit of a rivalry.
And has been since day one. Honestly, I think that's a really cool avenue to explore because obviously we know, you know, just kind of how rabid the fans are in this particular
And the Knox
matchup.
Family, when Seymour bought the team,
right,
he was a big Jean Béliveau fan, Montreal Canadiens fan. Like, that was the thing, right? So I would like to see that. I'd like to see the other team that is up north, but a little closer to maybe Toronto and make that happen and send them home packing after a game.
There's naturals.
Like they did in the Heritage Classic, which was like we very cool in Hamilton, yeah.
There's natural synergy between both. I mean, you know, they travel. Those fan bases travel. It would, if you bring them into a stadium like ours, I could see that almost being a little bit like a soccer match where you've got these kind of competing interests going together. But either way, no matter who we bring in there, I know Buffalo will show up, and it'll be an incredible environment for an event like that.
You mentioned your first Board of Governors meeting. We often feel like it's a very small community that we live in, working in the sports business. Were there many familiar faces at all? Did you know anybody when you walked into that room? And just what was that experience like?
Yeah, I did. You know, obviously Kroenke's own NFL team and a team in the NHL. You know, look across and you see Ted Leonsis there from Washington, who I knew from the NBA. We sit right next to the Jacobs family on our left. I could go on there. So a lot of familiar faces when you walk in there, and a lot of really successful owners who have built great franchises in multiple sports. So that's why when you walk in and you see those type of people and you see how successful you are, you feel really good about the prospects of the league. And then as I come in and I start to see more and more about what we're doing here and some of the other successful programs that Gary and the group have launched at the NHL, you start to feel really bullish about the prospects of the league.
I know we want to talk about some new things coming up and, you know, the season tickets renewal. But before that, trade deadline is Friday, and it's always busy the week before the trade deadline, especially since we had a two-week Four Nations face-off break. How involved have you been, like, in the meetings and kind of paying attention to what the organization, what have you seen on the ice and where this is all going to go?
Yeah, look, I mean, that's Kevin's department, but we're communicating on a consistent basis about everything we're doing. And ultimately, the goal is to get better. Like, there's no way to hide from 13 seasons of not being in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's on everybody's mind. It's got to be corrected. I do know from talking to Terry consistently that every resource we need at our disposal is there. Mm-hmm. We'll do whatever we need to do to improve this team and create an organization that the fans of Buffalo can be proud of. So I'm going down. You know, I'm going to be down there when that's going on because it's an important moment in time, I think, for the organization. It's always hard to say what's going to transpire, but I can tell you it won't be for lack of effort. So the whole focus is on improving the team and putting us in a position to break this playoff drought.
And obviously you hear from the fans about that, and you're here to talk primarily, but we appreciate all the insight on all the other stuff, just about ticket renewals for this upcoming season. Like, when we say that, like, what's the first thing that is most important right now?
Yeah, there's a few that jump out. And look, we talked about my year anniversary coming up, but I've really spent the last year listening, you know, talking to the staff internally on what works and what doesn't. But most importantly, you know, we survey our customers consistently. They're constantly talking to their reps. We hear what they're saying on social media. And I thought it was important to let them know that we're listening. So obviously the first thing that comes up is team performance. And there's nothing I can say today that's going to satisfy anybody at the moment, other than the fact that we're working on it and every resource we need is available for us to improve. The second thing that comes up is pricing. Mm-hmm. And so when I went down to Florida, I met with Tara. We started talking about our plan for next year and all the different things we wanted to do. And we felt it was important to make sure there were no price increases, that we went out flat. And, you know, I hope people see that as a gesture. I mean, and we know everything's going up across the board, but we felt like, look, we need to be accountable to our fans. We're not where we want to be. We're going to go out flat and try to get as many people back as we can, because we can't do it without the fans. They are incredibly passionate. They're incredibly loyal. We need our season ticket holders back so we can build something dramatic here. And, you know, the players have played well here at home this year, and I think they respond to our fans when they're in the building. So that was number one. The second thing that comes up all the time is, you know, what's the value proposition? If I'm coming here and I'm buying a ticket, I've got to come in and I've got to park, I've got to feed my family, I got to go in and buy merchandise. What's a night at the arena look like? So the second thing that typically comes up is concessions. And last year, I thought we did something relatively dramatic when we put the 25% discount in for season ticket holders across the board on anything they buy at concessions. And we want to take it a step further next year. So we're going to put a value menu in place. We've seen it be successful at other venues. Pick the top items, create a set price for those items. We're going to determine what they are over the summer and then roll that out next year. So if people want to come in and make sure they're getting the absolute best value they can when they come in here, come to the game. Hopefully we'll play a great game. Make sure the fan experience is good. Make sure the concessions are great. Make sure there's great options for them at retail. So when they come in, they can have a great night across the board. That was the second thing that came up in those conversations. And I think we're trying to address as many of those things as we can, Duffer, like listening to our fans, understanding what they need, and anything that they call out as important. If we can address it, we're going to address it.
Do you have early returns, reactions to it?
Anecdotally, yeah. I think people are excited. That I think more importantly that we're listening. It's not even as much as what you're doing. Are you listening to our concerns, and are you addressing them? That's what I found out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Throughout my career, that's the most important thing to season ticket holders. And there's some things that are in your control and there's some things that are out of your control. But if they're in your control, let's do something about it. So far, the response has been great.
What do you say to fans that say, we want to wait for the product on the ice to win before we get in and we buy season tickets? What's the... You know, because that's something I hear, like when I'm out in public and people are like, you know, we want to make sure the team is going to be successful. And so what would be your response to that?
I think, first of all, I think we understand. You know, we get it. I think we want everybody to be a part of what we're doing. We've got some great young players out there. We've been one of the better 5-on-5 teams this year. We've played some exciting hockey. So with the changes that we're making going into the next season, the way the young team is advancing, our hope is that people want to be a part of that, want to come out here and see it live at the arena, and would enjoy the hockey that we're playing while the process is continuing.
What's next in the arena after the summer that was here in the arena?
You know, last summer, obviously, we made a big change with the scoreboard behind us, and we've evaluated a number of things. Nothing I want to disclose at the moment, but there will be more changes over the summer. I said from the day I started that this is just the beginning. We made some changes last year. We're already making some changes for next year. We're going to make more changes over the summer. And the goal is, again, to make the fan experience as good as it can possibly be in the building. So when people walk in from the street to the seat, that they're enjoying everything they're seeing when they're in here, and they understand that we're listening and trying to create an environment where they know they're valued.
One of the things you also did when you came over just about a year ago was you wanted to make this building a hub for entertainment, concerts. Last night we had wrestling.
Yeah.
And before the pandemic, I felt like there was a buzz around the arena where things were building, and then obviously it slowed down. Is this part of being like, hey, we want to make this the arena district like even better than what people can envision it to be?
Yeah, it starts with programming the building, right? We know we have the 41 Sabres games. We know we have the 10 Bandits games, and those have been going incredibly well.
Yeah.
And I've been very happy with the response to the events. You know, when we've been hosting events this year, people have showed up for them. Wrestling was great the other night. We've got a Shane Gillis comedy event coming up. It's already sold out. There's a number of things coming up late spring and early summer. And every day we're ideating on more things that we can do. If it's an event that's out there that's been successful somewhere. Why can't we have it in Buffalo? So we're having those conversations every single day, and the goal is to program the building as many nights as possible. Really pleased with how this year has gone so far, but it's really just the beginning. We're going to continue to focus on that until this building is programmed for over 150 nights a year.
I want to – I've told you, Duffer, I'm looking at Hart. They're coming, like, soon, and that's maybe – you know, more my generation, but there seems to be things for every generation. The, you know, the younger demographic, the older demographic, like you're thinking about everybody in the area wanting to come here.
Yeah, and unique events, right? We know the concerts and we know the family shows and obviously the comedy events, but things like the PWHL, and we're talking to colleges about potential basketball events here as well. You know, we've got the NCAAs coming up in 2026, so everything is on the radar. The things I think people would enjoy, but I think most importantly, like, Buffalo is a great market for these events. People will show up and they want to be a part of it. Everything that we've thrown here this year has been really well received. So again, we're going to double down on that. We want to make sure, you know, we're operating at a high level for the Sabres. Things are obviously going great with the Bandits, but how can we bring as many events into this building? Because it's not just about the building and our fans, it's about everything that's going on around in Buffalo. We know we can be a catalyst for growth in the city of Buffalo, and we know bringing people downtown is the most important thing we can do.
What was your first big arena or stadium event that you attended as a kid?
As a kid, I went to an REO Speedwagon concert in Rochester, so I don't know if that dates me.
Love that.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember the venue.
It was at Blue Cross Blue Shield Arena Rochester.
Wow.
So, yeah, you know, I grew up here, you know, and so a lot of the things that happened there, we're trying to recreate in Buffalo and vice versa, and it's been fun to be back, and just, you know, a lot of those memories come flooding back every time, you know, you do anything around here.
Duffer, what was yours?
Scorpions.
Oh, yeah. And I can't say...
It was the Heavy Metal Hurricane. It was Scorpions, Quiet Riot, Kick-Axe, and Helix.
Well, I can't
I don't feel
say,
so bad about Arrow Speedwagon after hearing
say,
that.
My very first one as a kid was New Kids on the Block in Quebec City, so people are going to be laughing now. Yeah. But here in Buffalo was Garth Brooks, when they did like seven straight shows a whole week.
When he did two a night.
Yeah, and I remember I was sitting right where the Zamboni entrance at. We were literally like behind the stage, but there was people all around. And I didn't even know Garth Brooks was. I didn't really know country music, and I came to the concert, and I was like, this is unbelievable. Bit of fancy.
He's lived a sheltered life.
Well, he's going to have to come out now this summer for George Strait and Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, I may have to do that.
Don't forget Parker McCollum on the bill. He is absolutely one of my favorites. So, first big sporting event you attended?
Well, that's a tough one. You know, I've been to a lot of Super Bowls in my day, too many to count. So I probably would lean into that. I can't tell you the exact one going back, but, you know, they're all unique. Candidly, I didn't enjoy this one at all.
Yeah.
Because I really felt like we should have been there. And after watching the game, I felt even more, you know, like we should have been there. So, you know, no one's going to be satisfied until we get back there and we win.
And I know you want to, like, Super Bowl is big and people want to go, but you have been to some and you've watched it from home, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
What's the experience different? Because people always say, oh, I'd rather be home and watching the Super Bowl. Yeah. I can watch the game. Because when you're there, there's a lot of distractions.
Yeah.
But can you actually watch the game when you're at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's a spectacle, and there's definitely a lot of distractions. There's a lot of people kind of in and out, so there's a lot of people watching going on and a lot happening kind of behind the scenes. Yeah. But I think going is still a very special experience. I think it's different when you have a team that's as competitive as ours, and, you know, there's only one goal, and that's to get there. It makes things a little bit different when you're in the audience than maybe, you know, 20 years ago when maybe that wasn't necessarily the case and you're going and you're just kind of enjoying being at the game.
Yeah.
It takes on a different feel.
So when next year the Bills make it, we're saying Bills Mafia, go. It's a good experience. Everybody should go.
I don't, there's no question Bills Mafia will be there. They show up everywhere. So I'm highly confident that if that happens, we'll be well represented.
I have a feeling we're going to see you real soon.
Yeah.
Thank you for stopping by
today.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me. Great seeing you guys.
Pete Gowelli here on Sabres Live. We're back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.